What makes something popular? Sometimes there's a clear reason. Other times it just seems to happen. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports on new research from the University of Pennsylvania that offers an explanation.
Damon Santola is an associate professor at Penn's Annenberg School of Communication. He says the emergence of a social norm or hugely popular baby name can happen spontaneously, but only if people are connected in the right way. He set up a game where pairs of people met and each gave a name for an object. When people were set up as though they lived near each other in a neighborhood, after 4 or 5 rounds of the game, some neighbors had agreed on the same name.
This rapid success among neighbors actually impeded the success of the population as a whole, and that's because these groups formed around different names.
That kind of regionalism explains why in different parts of the country we say soda, Coke, or pop. Then the researchers let people interact freely, regardless of geography, much like the internet. At first, there was little agreement, but after 10 or 12 rounds, the entire population was beginning to reach a consensus.
At that point, people who had never interacted before, total strangers, would meet for the first time and then spontaneously use the same word to describe an arbitrary object.
Santola says the results have huge implications for how culture changes in today's world. Whereas in the past, civil rights and environmental movements relied on leaders to pull people together, events like the Arab Spring did not.
Simply by having people connected in this way, it makes social change like that much more likely.
Large-scale shifts in belief, made possible by online communities, could be positive or negative. Santola is working on better understanding those dynamics so that policymakers can push in the right direction. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.